So today's class will be given by Her Grace Kala Sudha Mataji, and we are continuing from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela, Chapter 20. Thank you, Mataji. You can take over.
Thank you. Thank you so much for the opportunity. Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra, Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela, Chapter 20, entitled The Lord Instructs Srila Sanatana Goswami. Reading from text 249. Avatarahiya Shankhya Hare Sattva Nidhir Dvaja Yatha Vidasina Kulya Sarasahashu Sahasrashaha. Translation. O learned Brahmanas, just as hundreds and thousands of small rivulets issue from great reservoirs of water, innumerable incarnations flow from Sri Hari, Supreme Personality of Godhead, and the reservoir of all power. Om Agyanati Virandasya Dhyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Mulitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Namo Vishnu Pudhaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Radhanath Swaminiti Namine Namo Vishnu Pudhaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Jayapataka Swaminiti Namine Namo Acharya Pudhaya Nithaya Kripa Pradayane Gauru Katha Dhamadaya Nagara Gramatarine Namo Vishnu Pudhaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasati Gauravakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, this is continuing on from the teachings of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that he is giving instructions to Srila Sanatana Goswami. And here in this particular verse, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is quoting a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. This text 249 of the Madhya Leela is actually Mahaprabhu quoting the verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, which is from the first canto, third chapter, and text number 26. So there in the purport, you know, Srila Prabhupada gives a description of basically the different incarnations of Krishna and how innumerable the different incarnations of Krishna are. So Krishna and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they both are actually not called incarnations. Mahaprabhu is also not called as an incarnation. He is not an incarnation. Just like how Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is Avatari, he is the source of all incarnations. Similarly, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is also known as Chaitanya Avatari. That means he is also the source of all incarnations. So Mahaprabhu is someone who is very, very special. He is, that's what Srila Prabhupada explains, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Krishna, in the purport to this chapter, to this verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada makes it very clear that Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, these two personalities are not incarnations, but rather they are, you know, the Supreme Personality of Godhead themselves, and they are the original source of all other incarnations. So we have to be very careful in this understanding that we don't treat Mahaprabhu to be ordinary, you know, ordinary. Of course, we don't even treat even other incarnations to be ordinary for that matter. But again, sometimes we do tend to, at least I can speak for myself, that, you know, we do tend to take things very lightly, especially in regards to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, tend to taking the mercy of Mahaprabhu for granted. So that is something that we need to be very, very careful about, that we know what we are handling. You know, we know what treasure is there that has been given to us, so that we can value it. You know, we don't, you know, whenever we have some, you know, jewelry of high value, we always make sure that we preserve it very, very carefully. We use it, of course, but as soon as we're done using it, we don't let it lie around just here or there. But we safely put it back. We put it probably even in the locker, you know, keep it locked up so it doesn't get stolen away. So we do take so much of care of the of valuables that are in our possession. So the most valuable thing that is there in our possession right now is the mercy of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And how much precaution are we taking to value that mercy? That is something that we must try to reflect. Especially that is something that I'm personally trying to work on, especially given in this most auspicious Purushottam Mass. I mean, in this verse, how she, you know, Srila Prabhupada also goes on to explain in the purport that how beautifully, you know, it is explained in the Bhagavatam. Like Mahaprabhu is quoting the same verse from the Bhagavatam to explain to Srila Sanatana Goswami that just like there are so many rivulets, rivulets means like little streams of water. So just like there are little rivulets that are coming down from a great reservoir of water, similarly, there are innumerable incarnations that come from Lord Hari, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, just like how the, you know, here in the purport to this particular verse, Prabhupada also gives an example of a waterfall towards the end of the purport. Srila Prabhupada talks about a waterfall. How the waterfall is continuously flowing. There is no cessation. The water keeps flowing like as if on a natural recycling process. There's the water, you know, like if we just keep dropping water from some place, you know, just manually, there is going to be an end to that. But that is the beauty of Mother Nature, that these waterfalls that have been created, there is no cessation to that. The water keeps flowing and keeps flowing and keeps flowing. There is no battery that is connected. Even when we buy a water fountain from the store, we have to connect it or we have to put it on battery so that the water keeps flowing back. It keeps rotating back onwards. Imagine the mechanism that Krishna has fitted into Mother Nature, that there is no requirement for any battery. All these waterfalls, they are naturally going on falling, going on falling, going on falling. Like we see these, you know, the greatest waterfall that we have, Niagara Falls. There's never a cessation, you know, of course in the winters when it completely freezes up. But other than that, you know, it is always on a continuous flow. So similarly, these incarnations, it is explained that we cannot point out that, you know, okay, these are the number of, you know, these are, this is the amount of incarnations that are coming from Krishna. It's impossible to do that. Because just like the waves in the ocean can never be counted, just like in the previous verse, the stars and the branches of the trees were given as example. So similarly, incarnations coming from Krishna are innumerable and not countable. They are innumerable. It can never be you know, numbered. There's no number into the incarnations of Krishna coming from Krishna. Anantashesh, it is explained that Anantashesh means, Ananta means innumerable anyways. So Anantashesh has innumerable hoods, innumerable mouths Anantashesh has, right? Ananta means innumerable, and he has innumerable mouths. So Lord Ananta Shesh, he has been, for eternity, he has been singing the glories of Krishna, talking about his different names, talking about his different pastimes. And till today, those pastimes have not come to an end. Because Krishna's pastimes, it's ever happening. It's happening even now, even right now. Krishna is rendering some, you know, very mystical kind of a pastime. He is enacting something right now. Every moment Krishna is doing something, which is ever new. So Ananta Shesh is not able to keep up with the innumerable pastimes that Krishna is performing and singing Krishna's glories, even with his innumerable mouths. So what to speak of us? Where are we? We can never even fathom to understand the vastness of this subject matter, that how unlimited, you know, when we say that Krishna is unlimited, that Krishna's mercy has no limit. We even compare Krishna's mercy to the ocean, Karuna Sindhu, Kripa Sindhu. We say this. We say this even to Vaishnavas. We say this to our Guru Vargardi, that you are Kripa Sindhu Bhya Evacha. Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha. We offer our obeisances to the Vaishnavas who are like an ocean of mercy. Why do we say that they are Kripa Sindhu, that they are Karuna Sindhu? Why do we say like that? Because mercy has no limit, no end. So the ocean, it seems that it has no end. It goes as far as our eyes can go. We can see the waters of the ocean. So that is why, to show the vastness, to show the unending, something that is unending, to compare something unending, we say that this mercy is like Sindhu or the ocean. So Krishna is like the ocean. He is not ending. He is never ending. But how much do we actually realize this? You know, that yes, Krishna's mercy is unlimited. That yes, Krishna is giving himself to us in the form of so much of mercy Krishna is availing to us. And all we have to do is just take that opportunity. Make use of that opportunity wisely. Because if we don't, then this opportunity will pass us by. It will never come back again. You know, there's a very beautiful story that I was recently hearing, that it's kind of like a very interesting point of view. It said that, say for example, if I see you, when I see you, I become so happy because you have come to see me. So I give you a check of $86,400, and I give it to you for free, and I say that, here, this is a gift from me to you. So the recipient will very happily take it, and after that person takes it, I give a catch. I say that there is a catch in this gift, that you will have an entire day to spend this amount. As soon as you sleep in the night, you close your eyes in the night, this check will reset itself. It will become zero balance again. So you have to use up $86,400 every day before you sleep. And once you wake up the next day, guess what? You will again get $86,400. And once you get that, but then again that day you have to spend up each and every cent from that check. You have to spend it out. Your bank balance will have $86,400, but you have to spend each and every cent from that bank account every day. So how much will we treasure that gift? We will treasure it, right? I mean, we will want to make very wise decisions of how to spend that Lakshmi and how we can buy things that are of importance and are of use to us, to make valuable use of the Lakshmi, of the very special gift that has been given to us. So actually, we all have been blessed with this 86,400, well, not dollars, but seconds every day. In 24 hours, we get 86,400 seconds. So each and every one of us, be it a child, be it a lady, be it a man, be it a housewife, be it an office goer, anybody, everybody is being given this gift of 86,400 seconds every single day by Krishna. How much are we utilizing it? How much are we utilizing every second in the service of Krishna? We have been given this invaluable gift. And look at the mercy of Krishna, that every day he recharges our account. Every day we are given 86,400 seconds, every single day. Every day when we wake up, of course we spend around 6 hours at least, you know, or maybe 4 hours, 3 hours sleeping. But if we are, whatever time we are awake, we are, you know, availing to the rest of that, you know, moments. How much are we utilizing it in the glorification of Krishna? How much are we valuing the gift of time that Krishna has given us? So that is something that we should take a step back and think about, that this most precious human form of life, that's the first gift. The second gift being the gift of time that Krishna has given us. How much are we utilizing it in the service of Krishna? So this is something that I've been trying to personally in my own life, especially today is the first day of Purushottamadhika Mass. It will go on for one whole month. Of course, according to Houston calendar, we have it starting from today, but I know some cities are starting from tomorrow. But this is a special, very, very special opportunity that Krishna is so kind upon us, that out of his kindness and out of his love for us, Krishna is manifesting himself as this entire month. Krishna has come as this month. He is the personification of this month. You know, we all know the pastime of how this Adhika Mas, the personification deity of this month is a lady. And this lady, she was so ridiculed by people that even the other months were ridiculing her, saying that you're not even so important. See, we are all important months. We all have names, you know, because our main identity, our recognition in the world is by our name. And then comes our activities. People know us by our activities also. But the first identification is that of our name. Name is something of great value. Even when we have our identity card, we have a picture, but that picture might be 10 years old, but it says our name. So our picture might not even match with our current face, but our name matches. So our name is actually a very, very important identity towards this body. And this Adhika Mas, because she was ridiculed so much, you know, anything that is extra, the other months would say, see, we have names. You don't even have a name. You are extra. You are an, you know, you are just something that is unwanted. You know, when we eat food in our everyday life, when we eat food, the food enters our body. It enters our stomach. It nourishes our body. Then whatever is extra, whatever is undigested food, it comes out the next day in the morning when, you know, we answer nature call, it comes out as excreta. So that is mala or dirty, unwanted, you know, that is rejected by the body. So similarly, all the other months and every people of this, you know, world, they started ridiculing this Adhika Mas and by saying that you are extra, you are of no use, why do you have to come? you are nothing but excreta. You are like your name. We are giving you the name of Malamas. You are like Malamas. You are that excreta. You are of no use. So thus being ridiculed by everybody, she was so disheartened. She was so upset. She was so sad. She wanted to actually end her life. So she went to Vaikuntha. She went and approached Lord Narayan. And when she came in front of Lord Narayan, she offered her respectful obeisances at his lotus feet. And Lord Narayan said, "Who are you?" And she said, "Well, I am being called as the Malamas. I am this extra month. And look at me. People have given me this name Malamas because I'm extra." And she started crying and crying in front of Lord Vishnu that, why, O Lord, why have you created me? I don't see any reason for my existence. I want to give up my life. Please, just, you know, I just came to tell you this, that I want to give up my life." So Lord Narayan, seeing this, you know, lady crying so bitterly, he did not know what to do. Because this was beyond the jurisdiction of Lord Narayan. So Lord Narayan, he did not know what to do with this lady. So he said that anything which is beyond my jurisdiction, I take it to Krishna, to Goloka Vrindavan. So he caught hold of Malamas. He took her by her hand, and they both started ascending towards Goloka Vrindavan. And when they were going towards Goloka Vrindavan, Malamas was, you know, holding on to Lord Narayan's hand, Lord Vishnu's hand. And but then the effulgence, the bright effulgence that was coming from Goloka Vrindavan was too much for Malamas to, you know, see. She was getting blind. The effulgence was blinding her and the rays were burning her. So Lord Vishnu then put her behind him in his shadow so that she would remain protected. So mercifully like this, Lord Vishnu saved Malamas, and both of them entered the gates of Goloka Vrindavan, and there they came in front of Krishna. And Krishna was, you know, of course, sitting there playing on his flute under a beautiful tree. He was nicely playing on his flute. It was a nice, bright, sunny day. Krishna wanted the sun to come out. It was daylight. It was very beautiful. The green pastures of, you know, Golok was so beautiful. The cows, the Surabhi cows, were grazing nearby. Krishna, with his hair flowing, his black cotton-like, you know, wavy hair was flowing. And there was a very cool breeze that was coming from the Jamuna. It was flowing his hair. And he was wearing a very beautiful pearl strand. You know, like Krishna's hair was actually tied up in a top knot like that. And he had pearls, you know, two strings of pearls going around that knot. And then in between that knot, he had this beautiful, very elegant looking peacock feather. And Krishna's eyes were looking like two pink lotuses. Very, very, very beautiful. So Krishna had his eyes half closed. It was not completely closed. So he had his eyes half closed and he was looking down. His eyeballs were looking down. And Krishna was playing on his flute. And his lips appeared so beautiful because he was blowing into the flute when he was playing the flute. And his lips were like that bimb of fruit, but it was in a beautiful O-like shape because he was blowing in like that. So it was very beautiful to look. And the way Krishna was playing his flute, it was so enchanting that Lord Vishnu was completely mesmerized, and so was Malamas. So thus, seeing Krishna, immediately Lord Narayan, he just offered his dandavat pranams at the lotus feet of Krishna. And as soon as Lord Vishnu, with his four arms, he offered his obeisances to Krishna, at that time Krishna immediately stopped playing his flute. He picked up Lord Narayan, he embraced him. He said, "Ha, Vishnu, welcome, welcome to my abode. What can I do for you?" So Krishna sat down, and then Lord Vishnu also sat down on the grass. And then Malamas was sitting also next to Lord Vishnu and said, Lord Vishnu said, "My dear Krishna, I have come with an appeal because I don't know what to do." So Krishna very enchantingly smiled at Lord Vishnu, and he was looking, you know, he was looking, he was trying to look over Lord, because, you know, Krishna, he is still a baby boy, you know, he is like a youth, like a 11, 12-year-old boy in Goloka Vrindavan. So Vishnu is a fully grown man. So Lord Krishna, although he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna appears to be like a child in front of Lord Vishnu. So Krishna was very playfully trying to peek over the shoulder of Lord Vishnu, that who is this lady sitting next to Lord Vishnu, sitting behind Lord Vishnu. So Krishna was trying to say, okay, what is your question? What is beyond your jurisdiction? And Krishna was trying to peek, who is this lady sitting behind Lord Vishnu? And Lord Vishnu then brought out Malamas in front of him and said that, "My dear Lord Krishna, this is Malamas, Adhikamas." And Lord Vishnu explained the whole story, and Malamas was crying and crying. So then Krishna said, "My dear month, you have come to me. So no more tears. You are my, you have taken shelter of my lotus feet. So I am Sharanagata Vatsala. I am Bhakta Vatsala. So I take care of those who surrender unto me. So because you are crying that you don't have any identity, you don't have any name, because you've taken my shelter, I give you my own name. One of my names is Purushottam. So you will be known from this day onwards, you will be known as Purushottam Mas. And I give you something that is not attained by any other personality other than me in the entire creation." Krishna said that because I'm giving you my name, along with my name comes my Rupa, Guna and Leela. So you are actually non-different from me. And so whatever, you know, result anyone gets by worshipping me, they will get the same result by worshipping you in the form of Purushottam Mas. If they worship this month, they will get the same benefit as worshipping me directly. So me and you are non-different. And Krishna also said that because you are saying that there is no protector for you, I will be your protector. I will marry you. So you will be not only as equivalent to me, but you will be my better half also. You will be my wife. And the presiding deities, you know, will be me and my dearmost consort, Sri Radhe. So we will be the presiding deities of your month. And Krishna also said that the best of all months is Kartik. So Kartik, Krishna said that anyone who does any spiritual services in this month, it is multiplied 1,000 times. And he looked at Purushottam Mas and he said that, but any service that anyone does in this month of Purushottam, in your month, they will get 3 times more benefit than that of Kartik. So Purushottam Mas, she was, you know, crying now in blissful tears of happiness. She was so happy that Krishna has saved her. He has protected her. She was so happy. And then Krishna said that because you are so rare, you will not even come every year. You will come on the after every 33 months, so which is rough about around, you know, 3 years. So Krishna said that you will come every 33 months, and this number 33 is extremely dear to me. And he said that that, you know, anyone who offers to me, you know, 33 lamps or 33 items, I am most pleased in this month. And Krishna said, you know, he kept giving benedictions after benedictions after benedictions. He said that in the end, Krishna said that anybody who does vratas in this month, they will, you know, their destination will be my own spiritual abode. Not even Vaikuntha, it will actually be my own abode, which is Goloka Vrindavan. So this way, Krishna explained to, you know, Malamas that no longer will anyone call you, you know, Malamas, and that you will be known as Purushottamas. So one of the things that is recommended for us to do in this month is also to read from Purushottam Yoga, which is the 15th chapter of Srimad Bhagavad Gita. It is called Yoga of the Supreme Person or Purushottam Yoga. It just has 20 verses only. So if you recite just 20 verses every day, that is very, very pleasing to Krishna. We must offer, of course, ghee lamps every day to Radha and Krishna. Just like how in Kartik month, we set up a separate Yashoda Damodar, you know, picture or a murti. So in this month, we should try to set up a same kind of an asana for Radha and Krishna. Generally at our home, we have Radha Krishna and Ashtasakhis, you know, in murti form, whom we offer lamps to every day. So that is something that is very auspicious to do. And while we are offering the lamps, we should sing the Chauragra Ganya Purushashtakam or the Chaurashtakam. This is very, very dear to Krishna, which glorifies Krishna as the transcendental thief. So starting from this Saturday onwards, in this same Japa conference, we will be starting to sing the glories and try to understand the inner meaning and purport of this Chauragra Ganya Purushashtakam. From Saturday onwards, we'll start on that. And, of course, for us as practicing devotees, you know, we already are doing our own sadhana. But anything extra that we can do in this month is very, very pleasing to Krishna and our spiritual master. So we must try to do as much as extra japa, extra reading, you know, extra services that we can do. And the most important thing to do in this month, just like how we do in Kartik, is that in this month to create opportunities by which we can offer this service opportunity to new people, introduce them to Krishna. You know, standing in front of a grocery store after taking permission, we set up a table, put up Radha Krishna Deity there, and passers-by can just come and offer a lamp and we give them little prasad. So that's something very, very nice that we can do, where we are creating opportunities for new people to engage in some service. So we are starting off their spiritual life, and this is extremely dear to Krishna and to our spiritual master. So it's a huge responsibility that we have in terms of giving Krishna to others and also making our lives more and more successful. You know, when, like how we gave the analogy in the beginning, that when we have something very precious, we treasure it. And spiritual treasure is such treasure that if you just keep it locked up only to ourselves, it will start getting rotten. You know, we will one day lose the value. But if we share this, you know, this transcendental treasure with others, then this treasure that we have, it multiplies. Our bank account never depletes. It keeps increasing. Spiritual mathematics, the account is very, very different. The mathematics is very different. There in spiritual, in material world, if you have $1,000 in your bank, if you spend $500, you will have $500 remaining in your bank, right? That is material mathematics. But spiritual mathematics is that if you have $1,000 and if you spend $500 out of that, you will actually end up having $1,500 in your account. That is spiritual mathematics. So whatever we have never depletes, but it keeps increasing. The more we give, the more we receive ourselves. So if we want to really take full benefit of this month of Purushottam, let us try to, as much as we can, as much as our schedule allows us, that we should try to give Krishna to others. Make an extra effort in this month to give Krishna to others. So with this, I will end here. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna. Any questions, comments, or reflections?
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Srila Prabhupada and all glories to the very wonderful class. Thank you so much, Mataji, for speaking about Purushottam month. Such a beautiful class. And I think today, while you were speaking, my take-home point for the day would be to give Krishna, share Krishna or give Krishna more to others at least this month. Because I've always been lacking on that on a personal level. So thank you, Mataji. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much once again for this very, very beautiful class. Just want to second Preeti Valasini Mataji. I was about to say this, that please, if possible, maybe a few verses you can sing from Charagaranel Ashtakam. But since you said that you'll be starting on Saturday, so I just thought, okay, let it be for Saturday then. And also, Mataji, recently received an email from Vaisheshika Prabhu that, you know, basically the Chad program. So he suggested to read chapter 8 during this whole month. So I know the word chapters of Bhagavad Gita, they are equally important. So, but still, I just want to hear from you that whether it should be chapter 8 or chapter 15, or we can go for both. So if you can just say something about that.
It's a very nice Mataji. Of course, it is actually, if you read the glories of the Purushottam month, over there it is written that to, you know, read Purushottam Yoga, which is chapter 15. But again, as you know, there is no question asked. If Vaisheshika Prabhu is saying to read chapter 8, you can read that also. Bhagavad Gita, each chapter is equally potent. There's no difference. But again, if you read the glories of the Purushottam Mass, over there it is specifically mentioned to read chapter 15, and which is it's actually Purushottam Yoga. So that's why it is recommended to read chapter 15. And also it has just 20 verses, you know, so it's not a lot. It's very less. It just takes less than 15 minutes to read it. Less than 15 minutes, actually, to read this 20 verses. So if you can do both, great, but you can do at least something which is recommended and, you know, and authorized by, if Vaisheshika Prabhu is saying to read chapter 8, then there must be something specific also, which I don't know about, but what I know is about chapter 15, because it is very, very clearly mentioned in different places, not just one, but many places when you read the glories of Purushottam Mass and the recommendations to do in this month, it talks about chapter 15, Bhagavad Gita. So, but reading any chapter is perfectly fine.
Also, I was just, when you were explaining me, I was thinking that the chapter entitled chapter 8 is also Attaining the Supreme. So,
right.
It's just, in a sense.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So, therefore, I said that there's no, you know, Bhagavad Gita, every chapter is very potent, you know, very, very potent. So, yes, you can do both. No problem.
Thank you so much, Mataji. Thank you so much for your beautiful class. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Mataji, then that's another shift. Sorry, Mataji, please go ahead.
No. I just wanted to complete one other thing. Actually, this morning I sent a few recordings of ours because we were requested to send the Chaurashtakam sung by us in the group. So I think, I'm not sure if Shyamagauri Mataji sent it. I don't think she has. But I'll send it to Preeti Vilasini. And Preeti Vilasini, if you can, send it to the group, that would be great.
Yes, okay. That'll be one.
Okay, so I'll just send it to you as well, and you can share it in the group. This has, there's one with just singing, and one is a YouTube video of both of us singing. The Chaurashtaka.
YouTube video is not very clear. I saw yesterday. So if you have something like another something, audio recording.
Yeah, I'll send you both. I'll send Preeti Vilasini both of them. She can forward it to the group.
Thank you so much.
I just sent it to Preeti Vilasini. So.
And Mataji, the lyrics, we can find them online?
Yes. You just type Chaurashtakam.
Maybe I can send the lyrics, Mataji, because I have...
Yeah, if you can do that, that'll be great.
Yeah, I'll send it. Right away.
Yeah, thank you. So in this month, of course, when we offer the lamp, it is recommended to sing the Chaurashtakam. And during the day, in the mornings, or during the day anytime, devotees also recite the Radha Kripa Kataksha. They recite any bhajans that glorify the divine couple is very, very, beneficial to recite during this month, especially also Gopi Geet. And... So these three are the ones who are most strongly recommended. Is of course Purushashtakam, which is Chaurashtakam, and then the Gopi Geet and Sri Radha Kripa Kataksha. These three are very highly recommended.
Hare Krishna Mataji, Purushashtakam and Chaurashtakam are two different ones.
No, they're the same.
Okay. Because something was sent, a PDF was sent with... that was from you, so I was just wondering. Okay, so that's the same. And I'm going to ask maybe a silly question. So many things have been said now. This, you can do this, you can do that. So how do we choose? If there's a hierarchy, I guess you want to say, as to what, depending on our time, obviously depending on our time and everything, conveniences, you should do what you can do. What would be, I guess, the first three things or the top three things if we had can choose only a couple that we should do? Because I know that I get overwhelmed and I'm thinking, oh, yeah, I'll do this, I'll do that. And then I either do nothing or do everything haphazardly or, halfway. So...
Well, the first thing that is always recommended is our own personal sadhana. So definitely focus on that. Extra japa, extra reading, extra listening if possible. So all of this, anything extra that we can do ourselves is the first thing in terms of extra japa, especially extra japa. That's the first thing. Second thing is create opportunities, at least once or twice a week. Try to go out to some grocery store, get permission, set up a table, and, during weekends or something when it's really, really busy, people going and coming, if you can, just ask them to come and offer a lamp. You can keep some books on display, keep a sign-up sheet that, if they're interested, that they can come to your local, weekly gatherings that you may have. So you can keep those information, a sign-up sheet if you want, where you can advertise for your children's program. Summer is coming up. You can announce for your summer camp, things like that. So all of this is definitely in my, I would say it's second priority. The third priority, again, would be your personal, sadhana. So I would say these are the top two.
Thank you, Mataji.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you so much, Mataji. So wonderful, and I'm just so, so thankful to you that you know, I didn't know anything about all a lot of things that you just mentioned, and I'd like to get all the links, Mataji. You know, especially the shloka that you mentioned and doing the aarti. I think I really love that point, so that I'll be able to do it as a family. It'd be helpful for everyone. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Sukeshwari Mataji.
Hare Krishna Mataji, Nandar Pranam, Avashya Shira Prabhupada and Jumala. Very, very wonderful class, Mataji. And sorry, I morning I saw your message.
No, don't be sorry. Please don't be sorry. No worries at all. I just saw your message. I'm just seeing your message. So don't worry about it at all. So Mataji, if you can also forward the recording also.
Recording, yeah. Yeah, I will forward.
Just body also, if you can forward that as well, because Kisiya Sundari Mataji said the YouTube video might not be that clear, so if you can forward that also.
Yes, Mataji. And Mataji, please sing one or two of this now.
Sing what?
Please sing the verses, like one or two, not many.
Okay, the Charashtakam?
Yes.
Okay, sure. At the end, I will definitely sing. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any more questions? Okay, if there's no questions, then I can sing. Right. So this is the Chara Graganya Purushashtakam, also known as Chorashtakam. The author of this particular Ashtakam is Srila Bilva Mangala Thakura. He has written these beautiful 8 verses glorifying Krishna as the transcendental thief. Braja prasiddham navanita charam upanga charam aneka janmar jita papa charam chara graganyam purusham namami Shri Radhikaya Radayasya Charam Navandudasya Malakanti Charam Padashritanam Chasanasta Charam Charagraganyam Purusham Namami Hare Krishna. Okay, so we can end here.
Thank you so much. Hare Krishna, Mataji. Thank you so much, Mataji.
Krishna, thank you.
Thank you so much, Mataji.
Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Pancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyeva cha
Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you,
Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna, for your such an excellent class.